Welcome to the Gentle Sleep Podcast, a podcast hosted by me, Claire, a holistic sleep consultant.
And me, Josh, Claire's husband, and just a regular guy.
This podcast is for all of you who have felt overwhelmed by the conflicting information around baby sleep. It's for parents who want to feel empowered to follow their intuition and everyone who has longed for a sleep solution that wasn't cried out. This podcast will help you to feel encouraged, empowered, and better equipped to handle bedtime battles and naptime nightmares with each listen. If you'd like to find out more about me or have access to all of my free sleep tips and tricks, make sure you're following me on Instagram at The Gentle Sleep Coach. Okay, so I am here with Renee from Wellness by Renee Brown. How are we going?
I'm doing so well. Thank you so much for having me on. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited. So I feel like I've literally followed you since I had children, which is so funny because Mystique, who's one of the sleep consultants that works with me, randomly found your page because we are both plant-based and our kids were starting solids at the same time. And I feel like they might be like 6 months younger than Georgia. And you were just starting her solids journey. And Mystique was like, oh my gosh, I found this amazing page. You have to follow this girl. And I've literally been following you since then, which is so funny to me because now here we are.
Well, I feel like we've had this great little relationship go now, and I feel like I've been talking to you for so long, and I love it.
I know. I love it so much. It's hilarious. So for everyone who doesn't know who you are, and I know we've done like a few things before, you have a whole module on the sleep course where we talk about introducing solids and fussy eating. So some of the people listening might know you, but for those who don't, who are you? Tell us about yourself.
Okay, this is always such a hard question. It's like, who am I?
It's so broad, right?
But it's so broad. I'm like, how am I going to fit this in? So I'm Renee Brown. I live in Auckland, New Zealand, and I have two beautiful children, Georgia, who's four, almost five in January, and I can't quite believe my mind. Wow. And then Luca, he just turned two, and he's such a little rascal, super adorable and cute. Oh, so buddy. My hands are very busy with those two during the day, so I am a full-time mum with them. Which is amazing. And then I'm also a qualified nutritionist and health coach. So prior to having Georgia, that was what I was doing. I had my own business. I was seeing clients. And then I had Georgia and I've just taken a break from that. I've wanted to just be present with my little ones. But I still love sharing and I love creating and I love like helping women, especially busy moms, feel their absolute best. So that's kind of why I started up my website, Wellness by Renee, and I've got my Instagram and I've got my two one's an ebook and one's like an ebook and a hard copy version. I wanted to be able to like direct people to something. And to kind of be able to help mums who I knew were at home and maybe couldn't go see a nutritionist. I used to be able to see clients. So I wanted to just be able to have something that they could go straight away, get it immediately, instant download and start kind of helping themselves. So,
I love it. And your ebooks,
that's me.
Your ebooks have like literally changed our lives with cooking.
Oh, I love hearing
it. It's so good. And it's actually really hard to think of food that you enjoy eating that you can also feed your children, which is what I've loved about your ebook. It's so hard because like it's really they're meals for the whole family. Like honestly, and even your new snack ebook, the lunchbox one has been a game changer. I'm my gosh, no more peanut butter sandwiches needed.
I know. Well, that was the thing. Georgia started kindy and I was like, oh my God, wait, what am I going to make you that's like healthy and nutritious and that's like nut free and
so plant based?
It's like, there's like the list. So I'm glad you're loving that.
I love it.
Very happy.
I love it. That's pretty much all we eat is recipes from your ebook on repeat.
And I'm honestly the same.
Yeah, like we'll make dinner for the boys and I'll be like, oh, it's a great, like I'll have that for the next day's lunch or we'll just make it all together. It's the best. It's the best. I'm so glad I found it.
Oh, I'm so glad.
What got you into, like, obviously you're super passionate about working with moms and helping moms feel good, which my gosh, we need 100%. What got you into nutrition originally? Have you always been interested in nutrition? Was it like something that you just happened upon one day? Like what was the journey?
I've definitely always been interested in nutrition. I think I've always been interested in feeling my best. I guess that's always what I've been able to link it to. Like, I love feeling my best. I hate when I don't feel my best. I'm always trying to find ways to like just boost and like feel better and eat the right foods that nourish my body. And I know, like, I'm very aware of like foods that don't agree with me. And so I won't eat those. It's like, it's that kind of like body awareness. And I've always had that. And I've always loved having a play with different foods and different vitamins and different like workouts and routines and rituals. Like, I've just always loved that. I definitely grew up in like a healthy family. My dad was always like into like, you know, doing like running marathons and being healthy and like juicing and stuff. So I definitely like had that awareness from a child. And then, I just decided to go on that path with studying, and it just kind of led me to being a nutritionist and health coach. And I love it. It's like what I live and breathe. So, it fits really nicely.
Oh, the best. And it really like comes through like everything that you post. You can tell that it's just like so important to you guys, and it's the best.
Yeah.
It really comes through, which is awesome. So I guess like when we're thinking about like, obviously we've got the mum vibes and helping mums to feel great about themselves. But what I also loved about your page and your ebook is so much of it is directed towards children and starting solids and having like really good balanced meals. I'd love to pick your brains on some of those things if we can, which I'm sure everyone's going to be interested in. So like, obviously we're going to go through solids and everything. But like, obviously you spend a lot of your time talking to families about what's going on with their children and their food, and moms and what's going on with their food as well. Do you feel like when you're speaking to people, there's like something common that comes up regularly with children and their nutrition?
Definitely. I would say there's probably two main areas of concern that I always hear. So I'm not seeing clients, but I get a lot of like DMs popping up, and I get lots of like email inquiries. And this is literally why I created my books, because I wanted to be able to answer them in an easy way. But basically, I would say fussy eating is probably one of the main concerns. Our children always go, so I'm getting climbed on by my cat. He's jumped on. He wants to hear this. So I wanted to, fussy eating, it really was like the main issue that I think so many of us, probably most of us, go through. And we have different stages, and our children will go in and out of them. Sometimes they'll be in it for longer. Like literally Luca has been in one for like the last year, where vegetables have been a pain, and he will not touch them. So, you know, even when you're a nutritionist, this stuff still happens to you, and it's it's not your fault, and it's just normal. And that's what I try to get across, is that this is a stage, and this is just like very normal for kids. And that's why I always kind of share my little tools on how to kind of move past it. But I would definitely say fussy eating is like a main area, and getting enough nutrition in. Like, how do you know that your child is getting adequate nutrition? I think we all question that.
It's so stressful, isn't it? Like, especially, I know, obviously you work with predominantly plant-based families. We are a plant-based family as well. And I know that even just the pressure from like outside voices on meeting their nutritional needs, whether you're plant-based or not, can be really intense, especially when people start looking. Again, I've been really fortunate in that my children are enormous. Like, they're so cute. Pudding.
I love it.
I know, but I'm like, I know I work with so many clients, and they're so stressed about getting like the right amount of proteins and carbs and fats and iron, because maybe they have little ones who are just naturally smaller, or they are fussy eating and people comment on it all the time. It can be stressful for families, for sure.
It is so stressful. And I think that is why I love sharing everything that I share, and why I talk a lot about like, well, I show a lot of like what my kids are eating, because it changes every day. And I, you know, one of my main things that I love to talk about is eating a balanced plate, and kind of giving mums the confidence in creating a balanced plate, and how you know if you've ticked it off, so that you can kind of have that power back. And so you're not questioning yourself every time you're creating a meal. You're going, okay, I have confidence. I know what nutrients in what foods. And I know that if I look at the plate that I'm just about to serve my kids, I know that I'm like ticking off all these different nutrients. I can put it down and that's like my job done.
Yeah.
And that's always kind of like the goal that I want to get across, is that that's your kind of little job. That's what you should focus your, you know, your energy on. And then if your child doesn't eat it, that's up to them. You know, that's their kind of choice. And I know that's easy said to done. And there's definitely times when I'm just like, please eat the food.
Oh, I know.
But, you know, speaking from like the best approach is to really kind of let go of that control and just put your time and energy into gaining that confidence and that knowledge around, you know, what you're offering. And then I think, yeah, that gives you confidence. And then if family members come up to you or friends or something, question why maybe, you know, you're following a plant-based diet or even like a plant-forward diet or, you know, whatever it is, you've got that knowledge and that understanding and you can, you know, assure them because you're confident in your decision. And I think 100%. That's really powerful.
I agree.
And that, yeah, I think that's a really nice place to be at.
I love it. And like, so picky eating, I feel like I had such a different experience with like both of my kids because Oscar was just a machine and anything you gave to him, he would just inhale. It didn't matter what it was. He was literally like that from the time he started solids. And so I never really had to worry until now. Like he's three now and he's definitely like literally for dinner tonight. We made like these little lentil nugget things and he picked all the outside off it and would only eat the inside. And I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
We got like those panko breadcrumbs and like dipped it all in panko breadcrumbs. And like, they're the best part. What are you doing? He's like, pulled it all off and we'll only eat the little smooshed lentil things inside. And I was like, if you're going to be fussy with anything, wouldn't this be reversed? Like, wouldn't you choose the delicious crispy outside? But until now, he's really been a dream. Like he's never had any problems with fussy eating. And then came Theo and like, dude does not like food. Like it's hilarious. So like solids was a nightmare to start with. And he, when he was like 8 months old, went on a full hunger strike, just stopped eating.
I remember messaging you.
Yeah. Cause I was like, I don't even know what to do because I've never had this happen to me before. And in my head, I'm like, I know that he needs to eat food. Like he needs food and he just refused. And I couldn't force him. Like with Oscar, I could like, oh, like if I really got desperate, I felt like I could, which is probably not great, but I could definitely nudge him. Theo, absolutely not. No freaking way. Not opening his mouth, would smack anything away. If you put food for him to eat, he'd just toss it across the room.
Luca's like that. Yeah, there's no budging room. If he won't try something, there's zero chance.
No,
and anything's gonna happen.
Seriously. And I like now put that down to, I'm like, look, they just have really great leadership skills. They know what they're really sure.
What you tell yourself when you're in the kitchen trying to calm down when they won't eat the food.
Literally.
They are strong willed, this will be great in life.
I know. Give him 10 years and I'll be very excited about this. But I remember I messaged you because I was like, I got to a point where I would always be able to rely on like a peanut butter sandwich and he wouldn't even eat the peanut butter sandwich. And I was like, oh my gosh, what are we going to do? And your advice was so helpful. And I think you talked to me about taking the pressure off a little bit. If he hasn't eaten dinner, like let's offer him like a safe food for a snack. Mm-hmm. And you also mentioned having a safe food. And I think you also mentioned doing like family meals, which we started to do, which really helped. Why would we want to save food in a family meal though? Like what does this do? Why would we want to offer like something that's safe for them to eat or like what their safe food is?
And so
how does that all work?
So some people don't say to offer some of their favorite foods when they're going through a fussy stage. And some people say, just leave it and give it time. I've never found that that has worked for my children. They will just leave it. They will never try again.
Yes.
So what I found really helpful when we would go through stages, because I definitely went through them with Georgia and Luca like loves to throw me into these phases all the time. So I found to like keep my sanity and to keep him actually like eating food and to ensure that he's still getting nutrition in, is that I would write a list and I would go, what are Luca's favorite foods that I know he will eat and that are healthy?
Yeah.
So like I'd go through like smoothies or maybe like he loves his porridge in the morning. He loves berries. He loves like avocado toast. And I would just put this huge list. And then what I would do is I would go, right, for the next 2 to 3 days, I'm going to remove all the pressure. I'm just going to offer him his favorite foods. I'm not going to offer him anything new. I'm not going to like get him upset over trying something. I'm not going to get myself upset over him not offering it. I'm just going to remove the pressure. And I find after 3 days, I can then go back to offering something that maybe is a little bit new or a little bit different or something maybe that he doesn't normally try, and I can put it on the plate and I have a better chance of him eating it after kind of like having a little break and eating food that he likes for 3 days.
Yeah.
This is just something I came up with that has just worked for my children. And it's
just for me.
So it worked for you. Yay. It worked. I love that. Yeah, yes. It works. I think it's that pressure. I think the child feels it, you feel it, and it just helps everyone to like take a breath and go, this is just a stage. Everything's fine. You know, if they only eat peanut butter sandwiches for the next 2 days, everything's fine. Yeah. You know, this is a stage. And I think sometimes we just need those moments, and then we can go back to it and we can, you know, look at it with fresh eyes and slowly then introduce other foods. So I love doing that. And I also love introducing smoothies. I am a huge smoothie lover.
Yes. Smoothies are like the unsung heroes of fussy eating, I swear, because you can put whatever you need them to eat in there and they don't even realize.
They're amazing. They're honestly like, the only way I can get Luca to eat vegetables at the moment, unless they're like kuma chips or potato chips that I like make at home.
Yes.
So I will like add in spinach and like sometimes a cauliflower and zucchini.
Yeah.
And then I, you know, do whatever like plant-based milk. I'll do all the like yummy berries, put like lots of like hemp seeds.
Yeah.
Hemp seeds are like the golden star of the seeds. Chia seeds, you know, ground flax. I'll put dates, I'll put cinnamon, vanilla, lots of ice. So make them like super amazing. They're basically like a meal. And then I will do that. And especially if like Luke is going through a phase, he'll have that sometimes for breakfast with like a piece of toast. Done. Like that is me relaxing. You've had your greens, you've had your fruits, your veggies, your nuts, your seeds, all of those good things.
Such a good idea.
I can breathe and he can breathe. And
pressure's off.
So the pressure's off. So I love smoothies, and I just love them in general for anyone, even if you're not going through a fussy stage. I think everyone should be having smoothies each day. I think they are absolutely incredible. And I'm just a big believer in
I'm a big fan. And it's so good for like busy mums as well. Like I know I was messaging you today about it. I was like, I've gained so much weight since I started this business because you run out of time to eat.
It's so busy.
I know. You like panic eat if you're me. You like panic eat because you haven't eaten all day. And then a smoothie is a great option for that though because it's so quick and easy and you can just drink it. So it's the best.
And kids can help. And I think that's a great thing for kids are fussy eating. Get them involved in the kitchen. Get them choosing what fruits and vegetables, get them picking them up, putting them in the blender. I know it's messy. I know it's chaotic. I know it takes a little bit longer. And, you know, you can't do it perfectly. Like, but you have to let that go. Like, I have to let that go too.
I know.
It helps. It really, really helps. Yes. And you'll drink it.
So true. And something that I've noticed as well is when I let them help, like Oscar, for example, is like really into cutting things at the moment. So we've got him like a little kid friendly knife and he'll like, he'll like cut the mushroom. And what is so interesting is as he's cutting it, he'll try things as he's going, which he would never try. If I had just put a raw mushroom on his plate, he's not going to touch that. No. Mm-hmm. But as he's cutting it, he's like trying it and then he knows it tastes good. And then he's so much more open to eating it himself after as well. So interesting.
It's such a great, and I think that's that fun. You're bringing that element of fun in and kids pick up on that. It's that no pressure and it's fun. It's like, I don't really care. You can eat this. You don't have to eat it. We're playing with it, whatever. And they just pick up on that. And then they're like, okay, I'm more likely to try it now.
The best.
So that's a great way to do it. I love
the best. I love it. And to pivot from here, starting solids as well is obviously something that firstly is stressful for parents. I think if you're like me, I like remember I went out to like this farmer's market, bought like $300 worth of all this organic food.
Oh my gosh,
literally spent like 4 hours like prepping everything ready to go and had it all frozen in these little ice tins. And like, anyway, it was intense. I feel like there's like a lot of pressure on starting solids. And I noticed this with my clients as well, is that there's so much noise when it comes to starting solids and so much pressure on parents around firstly, when they start solids, it seems the age is creeping forward by the day. I swear. I worked with a 3.5-month-old this last week who had been recommended to start solids. And I was like, but why? Like,
no, it's just far too early. They're not ready.
So early. So that's my first question is like, I know when I was talking to this client, this had come from a maternal child health nurse, which was baffling to me because I was like, have they met any of the signs of readiness? Like as if that baby can sit without like baby slumping. Is never
ready. It's 3.5 months.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. So I have always thought myself that 6 months is when we start solids. And I know that there's some advice like around allergies, and if that's a high risk, we might start earlier. What's the general consensus? Because I feel like it's so gray at the moment.
Yeah, it's definitely between 5 and 6 months. I think 5 months is too early. Personally, I've always gone with 6 months. I've always recommended 6 months.
Yeah.
But some people do like to start at 5 months. So it's normally when the baby can kind of like sit up a little bit, kind of like hold their head a little bit is more the kind of the signs that you're looking for. Even like, I remember I used to have to put Georgia in the high chair, and I would even have to put like a tea towel around her waist to kind of hold her waist up a little bit. But then she was able to kind of hold her head up, and that's kind of how you know they start to reach for your food a little bit. They're wanting to put it in their mouth. They're looking at what you're eating and following it. And then at that 6 months, you definitely want to have started by 6 months. So one of the main reasons is a lot of babies iron stores are depleted by 6 months. So they have a great store, but it's up until 6 months, and then it's basically gone, and they need to be getting iron rich food sources coming through. And that is why they recommend starting at 6 months, because then you can start introducing those foods, getting the iron back in. And that's a really great way to do that. So definitely 6 months is when you're going to want to start. And then I basically suggest starting with mainly fruits and vegetables first. It's very easy on the baby to digest them. You're not going to have a whole lot of tummy issues, because I mean, you think this baby's like had either breast milk or formula, and then you're kind of trying to like put in a whole lot of solid food, and you know it's going to be uncomfortable. They're trying to get used to it.
Their digestive system's
trying to process it. So you know, start slow. I know there's, you know, lots of mums, you can be so eager and excited, you're like wanting them to have their first food. I always say just start slow, take a breath, they're going to be there, and then you're going to wish that they were back at the start and you weren't having to feed them
too,
you know, 3 times a day with a million snacks. But so definitely start slow and start with fruit and vegetables. You know, you can cook them. I mean, it depends what approach you're going to do. You can do baby led weaning, which is when you're kind of like offering food that's more in like a finger sized, and they're basically picking it up and they're able to eat it themselves. I know you did that. Was that with both of your boys?
So I did like a I didn't with Oscar because I was so scared. And this is another thing I wanted to talk to you about, was I was so scared of him choking because he gagged the first time he ate anything. I just didn't have any education at the time around the difference between choking and gagging. So I like panicked and just did purees until one day he refused. But with Theo, I did baby led weaning because like, Lord knows I did not have time to feed that kid purees, especially when he wouldn't eat anything as it was. And Oscar's like 18 months old running around. I'm like, this is too much for me.
There's no time. No, I was exactly the same. So Georgia was pureed because I was like, I'm not doing baby led weaning. That seems far too scary. I did purees, and then she was like, no, I'm done with this. And it was so much work. I found it far too much work to puree everything and freeze it all, and I just couldn't do it. So, but there is that option, and I know a lot of mums absolutely love that option, and you can blend things and you can spoon feed them, and it's a lot, you know, cleaner and easier. Maybe you can take it out with you and you're not having this massive mess of like food throwing everywhere and all over their face and clothes. So I do understand that. And I think it's very personal. I think you need to just pick what one feels most natural to you and what feels the best for you and the baby, and then go with that. And
100%.
You can pivot. You do not have to stay with whatever approach you start with.
This is the thing, like combo, like either or both together.
We'll
like
I both. Think
sometimes I feel like we get curled up in like, oh well, I'm doing baby led weaning, so I have to do this, or I'm doing purees, or there's no way I'm giving them a finger food. Like, it's so fine to have a combo of both. Like, I know for me I probably would have been really paranoid because I was so stressed about Oscar not getting, Oscar in particular, not so much Theo because second child, you know, a bit more but I was so stressed,
more relaxed,
literally, because they don't eat much, and I was like really nervous about iron because they're plant-based. I was like, I don't want him to not eat either, so that's one of the reasons as well why I went with puree. So I know for me, if I hadn't done all baby led weaning, I probably would have been so anxious that he just wasn't getting what he needed from an iron perspective. So I think it's okay to sometimes take pressure off, and I know like it seems like a bit of a cult, right? Like a puree, like the puree vibe, or baby led weaning vibe. There's pages on both, and they're intense pages.
100%.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah, I think definitely. Yeah, go with what feels right.
Yeah.
Most important.
No, I remember being on a baby led weaning page and somebody had said that they were going to give a puree and it was almost like they'd committed some significant crime against the baby led weaning community. It's like all this of is that, so intense.
The pressure that comes when you're a mom, yes, in all the different opinions.
So many.
It's a whole nother thing. I know. That's why I always just say, just tune in, block out the noise, and give it a go. If it doesn't feel right, you don't enjoy purees, move to baby led weaning.
Yeah.
If that doesn't feel right, do a little bit of that, maybe a little bit of purees. I mean, your baby changes so fast.
Yes.
I find, I found that with both of my guys that we were in, you know, doing a little bit more purees, and then you're just out of that stage before you know it. And then they're confident eaters and they're picking things up and it's, you know, and it's all fine. Good. Everything works out.
Yeah.
I love it.
And then starting with those smaller foods, I think is such a good option as well. Mm. I know, I feel like sometimes, especially when we're thinking about like sleep as well, I feel like sometimes people panic when their baby starts solids and they think that it's going to be like a magic cure to night wakes and things. So sometimes I notice that there's this like almost stress response. And as soon as they can eat solids, we'll just give them 3 meals a day and we'll like feed them as much as we can. But the balance between milk and solids is really important as well. And you don't want to firstly like destroy your baby's stomach in the process and knock off milk feeds.
Definitely breast milk and formula is the most important thing for the first 6 months. That's what you want to be focusing on. Solids are kind of that second bit that you're offering in. I mean, yes, definitely iron is one area you want to be paying attention to on those little meals that you are offering.
But
the breast milk and the formula, whatever which way you're going, is definitely the most important.
Agreed.
Yeah.
It's so good. And that kind of like leads into my next question, which was like the best foods to start with, I guess, starting small.
Yeah.
So when do we move from like, I guess, those introductory foods where we're just kind of like letting them work it out and giving their tummy time to kind of adjust? Like, how do we get from that to like a balanced meal, I guess, which is what I guess we're always worried about? Like, what's the timeline that we're like looking at?
So I would probably say in my head, I normally look at like the first month. So maybe from like 6 months to 7 months, that's just having fun.
Yep.
That's just trying a few foods. You know, you can try them every day. You can offer a new food.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be once every 3 days. Like the, you know, that was kind of the old approach of looking at things. Now it's very much like you can even offer a few new foods a day.
It would take so long to do one every 3 days.
It takes so long.
It'd be like a year later and you haven't even moved your way through.
Totally. So it's all about just offering foods and paying attention to how your baby reacts and having fun with it and trying different ways of cooking. And I think, finding your approach that you're enjoying. And then once you've gone to that, I kind of say from like 7 to maybe like 9 months, that's when you're kind of building up a bit more of a foundation.
Yeah.
That's when you're offering, normally you might be offering in like maybe a breakfast and even potentially like a small little lunch. So I loved for breakfast for my little guys from the first like 6 to 12 months, I would always do like a baby cereal. I'm a big believer in like a baby cereal or a baby porridge, one that's iron fortified because iron is so important. So from that first 6 to 12 months, baby needs about 11 milligrams of iron a day. And that is It's a lot.
Especially when they eat like a teaspoon.
They're so little and their tummies are so tiny, and it's really hard to tip that off, even if you're really aware of it and offering very high iron rich foods. It's still really hard to tip off. So I love introducing baby fortified porridge, and sometimes they have like anywhere from like 3 to 6 milligrams of iron.
Oh, amazing.
Which is great. So that's kind of like almost sometimes ticking off about half, which is amazing and reduces some of that pressure. So I would always serve that up. I would do that with either some like express breast milk if you're breastfeeding, or you could do like a little bit of water, or you could even do a little bit of some plant milk if you're offering that in. Then I would normally do like a little bit of mashed banana. I would do some hemp seeds if we were at that kind of 7 month to 8 month mark. I would be adding in a squeeze of fresh orange juice, so like even if you've got an orange, just squeeze it in, or a little bit of like fresh lemon, squeeze it in. So that is that's offering the vitamin C, and that's going to help to really boost the iron absorption from that meal, and it's going to help the baby to absorb more iron. So you're always going to be wanting to pair a vitamin C rich source with any iron rich source. That's something you need to be like really aware of. So that's kind of like a breakfast option that I loved doing with my guys, and we would always have porridge. So that was just very easy. And yep. I put some, like, sometimes some little blueberries in it, and it's great. It's done. It takes a minute.
Yeah.
Easy. And then you can kind of be looking at offering in maybe a little bit of, like, a lunch. So in that kind of 7 to 9 months, I would do things like, I love cooking tofu and a little bit of, like, some, like, a tin of tomatoes, some tofu, a little bit of olive oil. I love putting, like, Italian herb over the top.
Yeah.
And you just bake it in the oven for, like, 15 minutes, and it's super soft and easy for your baby to pick up. So if you're doing baby-led weaning, they can just literally pick it up in their hands and munch on it, and that's great. If you're doing purees, you could literally blend that into some, like, cooked pumpkin, some cooked zucchini, whatever
good.
Your little mash, or even mash it up and mix it into something, or even into some banana or some avocado. So I would normally do that. So that's your iron source. I would then add in something like some healthy fats. I would do some avocado. You could even do avocado toast strips, or you could just serve avocado, you know, rolled in some hemp seeds. Rolled in some flax seeds. That's getting in more healthy fats. So you could be doing that with it, and then, you know, you could be adding, like, a few, you could even do some, like, little raspberries or something. You could do some little orange slices that they could just kind of nibble and play with. You could do some banana slices. So it's very simple. It's not complicated. You know, you could even do some sweet potato. I loved cooking sweet potato with some cinnamon and some coconut oil. And
delicious.
Like 20 minutes. Oh, my, Luca loved it. I would do it, like, every single day. I would then add it to a salad for myself.
Georgia
would
love
it. And then Luca would be munching on it. And you can, you know, you can do some for 3 days. You don't have to just, you know, do it every single day. So that's kind of when you can start building on that plate. You don't have to go into this, like, full plate straight away. You can build on it. You know, do the little tofu option. They love it. Great. You know, wait a few days, maybe add in a little bit of avocado. The next day, maybe do some sweet potatoes. And you're building, you know, you're paying attention to how your child's reacting. If they enjoy these types of meals, if they enjoy having that much, if it's too much food for them, you're just kind of starting to build that relationship with your child and learning what they like and how they like to eat. And then you can just build from them. I never like to have, like, a set, you know, you need to have 3 meals by this certain age.
Yeah.
I honestly think you just go with your child. You'll know when they want more food, when they want another meal, or when they're absolutely content and happy with it.
100%.
I think we like to kind of have this list of what we should be doing. And I think instead we just sometimes have to get quiet and listen and watch our child, and they will tell us, and it'll be the best way to go about it. So
you can never go wrong with, like, following their cues and their lead and their communication, like, in everything. And I just love that bleeds into solids and food as well, because you're right, like, you just know when they're ready for more. They let you know. They, like, cry 100%. When you're eating, I don't know, dinner and they want it, or there's some fairly strong signs.
Exactly. And I think that's just going with it. If they're sitting next to you and they want some of your food, offer it. Don't stress that maybe they've already had 2 meals. Yeah. Just go with it.
That's so good.
Just kind of makes it a nice way to approach the whole thing and hopefully remove some of that pressure.
I love it. I love that so much. That's so helpful.
Yay.
And I guess we've talked about what the nutrients are that we want to look out for, which is iron.
Definitely iron. That's the main one. That's always one that I am, I guess, trying to steer people towards and give them a lot of knowledge on. So I guess maybe just some of the main iron rich foods. So I focus on obviously the plant-based sources because I am plant-based, and those are the ones that I love to kind of talk about. If you're not, you obviously know them. They're like, animal products are going to offer you some iron rich sources, but there are so many wonderful plant powered iron rich food sources, as like beans and legumes, lentils. You can get like lentil pasta, which is incredible for kids. I even love getting that and mixing in some hummus and, you know, some lemon juice and you're done.
So easy.
So easy.
And such a good meal for them.
Such a great meal. And then you've got like tofu and tempeh and obviously your dark leafy greens. And hemp seeds are a great option of iron. So those are all some really fantastic iron rich food sources. The other nutrient I like to focus on is calcium. So obviously little ones would be called bones. So I love focusing on that. I always recommend like a good fortified plant-based milk. So I say like a soy milk or a pea milk. Those are the only two that I would ever recommend.
Yes.
Now they're not going to be ones that they've got the highest source of calcium and protein and healthy fats.
Awesome. That's so good to know, because sometimes you read the back of the labels and you're like, what in the world am I looking
at? I know. So almond milk, a lot of people recommend almond milk, and it is not one that I ever recommend for kids. It is very low in protein and it's very low in
fat. It is. I've noticed that.
And normally calcium. So it's just a lot of water, just a lot of them. It's just literally a lot of water.
Right.
So, you know, great for adults. That's fine. So great for us. But little kids, they need like 30% of their diet coming from fat.
So much.
They need like, like double the amount that we need. We normally need around 15%, depending on what obviously diet lifestyle you're following.
Yeah.
So the calcium, if you add like a plant-based fortified milk, so something maybe like a soy, an organic soy milk, you're going to be getting healthy fats in with that as well, which is really great. Yeah. So I love, suggesting a plant-based fortified soy milk. I love having like a tofu is another great source of calcium. Yeah. And lots of like nuts and seeds are also great as well. So just adding them into porridge and birches and smoothies and mixing them even into like pastas. I love adding like hemp seeds. Yeah, mix.
I do that all the time. They don't know.
They will have no idea.
They have no idea.
Yeah, sprinkle it into there if you're making like a peanut butter sandwich. And jam, if you're making like literally peanut butter and jam sandwich, put hemp seeds into it. You're making a smoothie, put hemp seeds into it. You know, you're mashing some avocado on toast, put hemp seeds into it. You can hide it into everything, literally yogurt.
Exactly. Yeah, and they're not all yogurt. That crunchy. They'll never know. They honestly
they're
never
amazing.
Know.
Yeah. They're full of omegas, full of healthy fats, full of protein. We go through so many of them. So,
yeah, actually same. Just bags and bags.
So many of them. So they're incredible. And that's going to be another good source of calcium. And then the last one, like I said, is healthy fats. So it's iron, it's calcium, and it's healthy fat. They are the three areas that I'm focusing on the most with whenever I'm talking to anyone about, you know, healthy kids and raising them in nutrients and what I'm kind of being really aware of with my kids each day and what they're eating.
Yeah. I find that parents also get a little stuck on the fats. Like I know I did when I had my kids. I know a lot of my clients do because I always talk to them about these kinds of things as well, because sometimes they can have a big impact on sleep, especially with older babies if they're not really eating a great balanced meal. It can mean that they don't get what they need to stay like full and content and happy and all that kind of stuff. And I feel like fats always kind of throws people a little bit. Do you have like any favorite fats? Like I know I always usually recommend like avocado, like if it's on a plant-based family, like salmon or something like that. Coconut yogurt, any nut butter spreads.
Nut butters are incredible. Coconut oil, olive oil for cooking. Yeah, like you said, if fish, if you're having fish in a diet, eggs are great. So my little
eggs, great.
We're like a plant focused diet. My little ones, they will have the only animal product they do have is eggs. So they'll have that, you know, some once or twice a week because my husband will have them. So that is another great source of healthy fats. Obviously, like any kind of plant based yogurt, or if you're having like a dairy yogurt, that's going to add them in. All of the seeds and nuts are fantastic for children.
Yes.
I'm a big believer. You know, even like tonight I made the kids a cashew cheese pasta sauce. So I just blended cashews, nutritional yeast, lemon, some salt, blitzed it with some water, poured it over their brown rice pasta, sprinkled some cashew palms, so it's like nutritional yeast, and some cashews blended together.
And that's in your ebook. We make that all the time.
I make it all the time. And they just devoured it. You know,
they love
and
it.
It's like, wow, that's just full of healthy fats. You're getting your iron in that as well, because calcium and hemp seeds are full of iron. And you're getting the calcium from that as well. And you're getting the healthy fats. So you know you're ticking a whole lot of stuff off with those types of meals. So yeah, that's probably really great healthy fats. And I think if you get stuck, one of my best tips is to write a list and have it on your fridge or have it on your kitchen of some main food group, like some main foods in a certain food group. If you're still kind of learning this. So,
yeah, it's a lot to get your head around, because I know for me, like we never really thought about it all that much. I guess because a lot of like the typical like meals that you'd make as an adult generally cover all of this anyway. Like I don't know, like for example, last night we made like a peanut satay stir fry, which is obviously ticks everything. So I feel like sometimes you don't think about it when you're an adult, and then all of a sudden you have a child that's starting solids, is now established on solids, and you're like, wait, how do you wrap your head around it? So
I know. Yeah,
the
exactly.
List.
It can be overwhelming, and especially if you're juggling, you know, you've got multiple kids or you're busy or you're working or whatever, and it can be, you know, stressful, especially if you're trying to gain confidence in this. So I definitely recommend writing this on a list, sticking it on your fridge, and then each day you can literally look at it and go, okay, these are the food groups that are really high in healthy fats. These are the different ones that my children like. How am I going to add them into the meals these days?
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes even when I was going through like a little bit of a picky eating stage with the kids, I would even like do a meal plan for the next day. So that night I would sit down.
That's helpful.
Yeah. The kids would be in bed and I would like think, I would just take a moment and I would go, what are we doing tomorrow? What could I cook? How could I get these certain foods that I know are really important into my little one's diet? And then I would just break it down. And then it's like you remove that pressure. And the next day you can just start the day and you're like, okay, great. We're having this for breakfast.
Yes.
This has got all this in it. This is our lunch. It's all done. I don't have to think when a child's like trying to climb on me or yelling at me, or, you know, we've got a million things that we're trying to juggle.
So
that's another great way to try to get these balanced meals in without the pressure. So just plan out the day, the night before.
I love it. And I know like what I do, like when I work with clients, I've got like a nutrition handout section and it's in the sleep guide as well.
Mm.
And it just breaks down like just examples of like proteins and fats and carbs and like all of these different things. Cause it is a lot to wrap your head around. Like it really is. It's all very well and good to be like, oh, we need to cover off these macronutrients. But then when you sit there and you think about it, you're like, wait, what are they?
I know. Well, that's why I created my book. Yeah. I've got
your book
all throughout the whole book. Yeah. It's got
the whole front
section. It's got all the micronutrients, all the macronutrients, how to get them in, how to create a balanced plate, literally examples, all the foods. So there's even a template for you. You can literally.
I love that template.
I literally did it
for myself. This is great.
I was like, I need this at the moment. And then, okay, other people are going to need this too.
I needed it. Yeah, I use it all the time.
It's so helpful.
Cool when you look at your Instagram feed as well, because you can see how all the meals that you're making for like Georgia and Luca all fit in that template too. You're like, oh, wow.
Totally.
I know I follow, like when I'm looking at your page, I'm like, oh, wow. Like that is such a good idea. Like I would have just made the pasta, but like Renee's got like the veggies with the lemon and then the little tofu strips on the side. I was like, I would have never thought to add them in, but like, what a great idea. So I find that very helpful.
That's why I love sharing that stuff, because, you know, it's hard enough sometimes just juggling your kids. And then if you don't have a passion for food, like
no,
I do,
I
and you don't
no
have
passion
an understanding,
for food.
It's
overwhelming for me.
It's exhausting and it's overwhelming and you know, it's not fun.
No.
Yeah. So that's why I create these things. I try to make it easier.
I love it. And you really do. And this could be a controversial question, but I wanted to talk to you about it because I feel like it can sometimes cause a lot of stress for families, but I think that sometimes it's important to consider pouches.
Where are we going? Literally Luca had one today for morning tea.
Yes. No, I know. I definitely give them to my kids too. Like Theo loves like that. Oh, you don't have Woolworths. What do you have?
No.
What's it called? It's called
Countdown.
Countdown.
Yeah,
it's the same.
Countdown.
I remember like we used to, before the borders, go to New Zealand all the time. And I'd rock up and I was like, what is this supermarket that looks exactly like Woolworths? And we went in, we're like, it's Woolworths. It just has a different name.
I love it.
It makes no sense. Why did they do that to us? Anyway, there's like a little organics range in there, and he loves like the what is it, like apple and blueberry. Like he sees it and he just goes squishy, 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 and wants it, and he'll like smash it on our walk home from the supermarket or something. But what do you think about pouches for like three meals a day?
No. So
like a 10 or 11 month old baby.
Yeah. I don't agree with them for three meals a day.
No.
So the best approach is always going to be making it homemade from scratch.
Yeah.
You know exactly what's gone into it. It's hopefully the most freshest produce. It hasn't been sitting there forever. You know, you don't know how long that food's been sitting in that pouch for. You know, it could be ages.
Maybe
and
longer than your child
scary.
Has been alive.
Yeah. It's not nice to think about.
No.
You know, and sometimes I always notice with my guys, whenever they would have pouches, they would also get like a little bit of like digestive discomfort.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, even if it was fruits and vegetables that they were eating anyway, just for some reason, the pouch would just do that. So I do pick up on those things. I think they're absolutely fine to have as little snacks. I buy them every single week. I put them in our little snack area in the pantry that the kids can grab, because I think they are so handy to have when you are running out the door, throw in your handbag, put in the pushchair, put them in the car when you're doing a million tasks. Absolutely. Like, we need these things to get through the day and to survive. You know, you need things like this that make life easy.
And like, if you've just started solids and you're going for a walk and you're meeting a friend 100%. At a cafe and you're like, oh my gosh, what do I feed my child? I would always give them a pouch then, because it was so easy 100%. For the times I'd forgotten. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. But you do want to get your child used to having the kind of different textures. Otherwise, babies, they can get really used to this very smooth texture that's like slightly sweet. It's normally got a whole lot more fruits in it than it's got of anything else. You know, they're getting better. They definitely are getting better. So it is trying to kind of give your baby a lot of variety, and it's showing them that, you know, that food has different texture, different flavors, there's different spices, there's different feelings. They can pick it up. That plays a big part in building this confidence and this knowledge for your child.
Yeah.
And if you're only offering them the purees, then that's probably going to hinder part of that development that you need. So I don't recommend 3 times a day, but I think once every few days, absolutely fine.
Oh, yeah. Like a lifesaver. Exactly. And I talk to clients about this a lot, because I've noticed like a trend where sometimes we can be so stressed on offering them homemade foods and everything from scratch. And I know I fell into this as well with Oscar as well. You can feel like somewhat of like a shame complex about the idea of offering them something that's not made from scratch. Realistically though, like, it is a lot of pressure to put on yourself sometimes, you know, to not have it as an option. But on the flip side, I also work with a lot of families where I'll do a consult with them and baby might be getting older. Like, we might be moving towards the 12-month mark and they've really only had pouches, and now we can't really get them to eat much other than a pouch, which is problematic as well, because not necessarily the best from like your fats and proteins perspective as well. So when we're pushing towards a 12-month mark, it can be a little tricky. So I think I love that advice, like, just balance again of both.
Yeah, it's 100% balance. I mean, I put up a post, I think it was yesterday or the day after, I put up a post kind of sharing some of the packaged snacks that I love getting.
I loved
for the
that
kids.
Post. I went and got those chickpeas today.
Oh, good.
Yes, well, it was so them. Interesting, I was, like, so helpful.
Did I got get some a lot hate? Of pushback. I got some hate. And I was like, why do we have to be haters about things?
So, was it because they were
It was because they were in a package. And I think, I just think we have to get over this perfection that parenting, that we have to live these perfect lives and that we have to cook everything and everything has to be perfect. And that's the way it needs to go, because it's not reality. And so many of us are just literally trying to get through the day and try to just give our child nourishing food. And we're busy and we're juggling a lot. And I wanted to share
reality.
And like, I buy these foods for my kids that they can choose from that are healthy and that are nourishing, that I know that they can go and grab when it's snack time, and they'll pick mine, and then they get to pick a piece of fruit and they can sit down and they can watch their show and they can eat their snack, and I get a break and I can do what I need to do. And it's great. And I think it's just important to share that life is not perfect, and we don't need to hold these high standards of cooking everything from scratch. There are so many great options out there. And if it makes your life easy, absolutely add them in. And, you know, they're nourishing and they're great, and they offer a lot of really good things. Like, I have beautiful like seaweed packets that you can buy. My guys love those.
They love them. Kids and seaweed.
They love them.
Theo would eat a whole packet. I'm like, that is so bizarre. Like, out of all the foods you could enjoy. And Oscar was the same. Winnie, Mystique's daughter, is the same. They just smash it. It's so interesting.
They love it. So that's a great one. You know, there's so many great bars that you can get at the moment that are full of nourishing things. Like, I've got this probiotic, it's like a neutral organic probiotic one.
Yes.
It's amazing. And there's so many great options. So I think, you know, trying to cook, I like to say like 80%, 20. Let's do like 80% whole food, and let's do 20%. Like, let's make life easy. Let's pick up some packaged items. There's no stress in that. So that's the kind of balance that I always put out, and that's what I do, and that's how we live. So
I love it. What I like to share. And I honestly just think, from somebody who felt immense pressure to do all this home cooked stuff, when I'm not a cook myself, like, me and Josh, before we had kids, would have the most boring diet. We just ate the same things on rotation, because neither of us are really food driven. Neither of us are great cooks. So then to have like this immense pressure that everything must be from scratch, like everything has to be homemade, it's really intense if that's not your vibe and if you have other things going on. But yeah, what I love about your ebook as well, the snack one, like, so this afternoon, like Josh has had this fun shift where he's like going to be, he's like cutting back work hours and he's going to be like stay at home dad vibes half the time.
Oh, I love it.
Which is like so fun. It's and he's amazing. Just like fully embracing his role. He went to like, okay, funny story. We're going to sideswipe a little bit because we're just having a chat. But there's been like this play group that's in like North Bondi. We live in the eastern suburbs that I've had my name on the wait list for, I reckon, for 5 months. Like it looks so great. It looks fabulous. Kids don't go to daycare. I'm like, we'll do this play group. How incredible would that be? They'd love it so much. It's expensive. It's like $50 for 45 minutes for the two of them. And it looks wonderful, right? So I'm like, this is so exciting. Like, I can't wait. Forgot about it. They messaged me this morning and they're like, hey, like we've just had two spots open up. Would you like them? Starts today at 10:30. And Josh has the boys today. And I was like, babe, do you want to go? It's raining. And he's like, talk me through like what it is. I'm like, it's this full like play group. Like it looks enormous. It's all sensory play. It's all set up. It looks like there's heaps of people there. And he's like, oh yeah, like that's fine. Like that'd be a great thing to do with them. Send him off. I get this text. He's like, what have you done?
Oh, no.
And I was like, what's happened? He's rocked up and it's somebody's house in North Bondi. He's like, called them. And they're like, yep, just come down the garden path. And he's walked down the garden path.
Oh,
and he said he walks in. There's like three activities set up in the back of someone's yard. Oh. And just like, it's a literal mum's group that are all friends.
Oh, no.
And he's like, I rocked up and it's like these really lovely, but like very eastern suburbs Insta mums that are all a close group of friends. And he just shows up with the kids and he's like, this is the most uncomfortable I've ever been in my life. There was only four other mums. Yeah, I know. So I digress. That was a fun experience. But he's like fully embraced this new role. He's going to the mums group. Non-consensually.
It's going to be great. He'll love it. He'll
love it. And this afternoon, he was like, I'm going to bake with them. So he made your chunky, what are they called? The chickpea ones.
Chunky monkey chickpea cookies. The ones with chickpeas.
Delicious. Yeah. And it took him no time at all. Mm. He was like, it was so easy. The kids loved doing it.
I made them before school for kindy.
It was so fast.
I'm like, I've got no snack. And then I'm like, right, well, we're making breakfast and baking cookies because they're so quick. And you know, they've got chickpeas in them and they can take them to school. And I'm like, you can eat like five of these and you're good.
So good.
They are healthy.
He was like, these were so easy. This was amazing.
Oh, yay.
And stuff like that is great. But like, he's not going to be cooking. He's not baking cookies every day for their snacks. Like, we also have the roast chickpea things that we stole from your Instagram that I thought was awesome.
I love it. I know.
The same with like always
the way.
Things.
It's always the way.
Yeah. But like pressure off sometimes, I think is
definitely
the easiest way to go.
You've got to find that balance. That's where that Lunchbox Snacks book that I just launched last week, I wanted to offer that. It's got all the snacks, but I also give like a huge list of the packaged snacks that I buy that you can also have for lunches, because it is that balance that we talked about. It's the 80, it's the 20, and that gives you the best, you know.
Yeah, and it's not like you're giving them like, you're not giving a 6-month-old like LCM bars or whatever they're called. Like, this is
healthy snacks.
There's a healthy snack. It's different. It's different.
Yeah,
packaging isn't the devil, you know.
I
love it.
Honestly.
But this leads to like my, probably like one of the last questions is when we are thinking about creating a balanced plate, is it just ticking off those like nutrients that we talked about before? So the iron and the calcium and the fats, do we need to look at more? Like if so we're to draw a mental picture.
Yeah. Yeah, I love doing a mental picture. So in my book, I've got an example. So basically I say you want to be ticking off. I say there's kind of like four main food groups. So you're wanting to be ticking off your grains and your starches, your legumes, your nuts and your seeds, and your fruit and your vegetables.
Love it.
Okay. So legumes, nuts and seeds, grains and starches, fruits and vegetables. So if you literally go through in your head when you're creating a meal, so normally what I suggest doing, like before you've even started cooking your child's, any of your child's meals, is for their breakfast, lunch, and dinner, you are creating a balanced meal, ticking off all of these food groups in the breakfast, lunch, and the dinner. That's going to be your best way of them meeting their nutritional needs throughout the day. That's kind of like, that will give you the confidence and the knowledge in doing that. And then you can, like I said, just offer down the food. Yeah, that's kind of how I suggest doing it.
That's awesome.
And then you can literally, when you're starting to create the meals, is you can go through it. You can go, right, so what are some grains and starches? So maybe that's some pasta, maybe that's some brown rice. You go, okay, that's easy. We're going to add that in there. Then you go, what's the legumes, nuts, and seeds? So maybe it's some tofu, maybe it's tempeh, maybe it's hummus, maybe it's some hemp seeds. Great, add that in there. Then I'm going to add some fruit, you know, raspberries, strawberries, blueberries, bananas. I'm going to add some vegetables, you know, maybe it's, you know, I'm doing some kumara like we talked about, or maybe I'm cooking up some broccoli, like that. So easy. And then you just create a plate around these nourishing meals, and it just makes life so much easier. And then you just know you've got that confidence. And when you do that, you will be just basically automatically ticking off the iron and the calcium and the healthy fats if you are offering these whole food plant-based meals.
I love that.
Plant-focused meals. So that's kind of the approach that I've always gone about. And that's what I talk about in my first book, My Plant-Based Family. That was basically the principle behind the whole book. It gives you that massive foundation and gives you that confidence. So yeah,
so
all that
good.
Information is in there.
That makes it sound so much more manageable as well. And you can break it down into those like little categories rather than thinking about, oh my gosh, like, how will I feed them? What will I feed them?
100%.
That is so helpful. I think that's all I had to pick your brain about.
I loved chatting. I feel like we just could have talked forever.
I know. Story of my life. Just could ramble all day. But if people want to find you, how can they find you? So I'm obviously going to like tag, I'll tag your Instagram and your website in the show notes so they can go find your ebook, can go connect with you.
Amazing.
But is that the best way to get you, find you?
So the best way is probably my Instagram. So that's Wellness by Renee Brown. I'm on there every single day, pretty much. Send me a message. I always reply to them. So I'd love to hear from you. Even if you listen to this, I love kind of hearing and seeing what resonated with you. You can also go onto my website. So Wellness by Renee, that's got all my information. It's got all my eBooks. It's got my blog. I share other little recipes on there as well. So
I think the monkey, the cookie recipes on there too, right?
Yep. There's a little freebie option. You can get that if you go in the bio on my Instagram. You can click on it then and you'll get a little freebie and you get that instantly, and they're so good. So yeah, all my information's there, and you can reach me on any of those places.
Yay. And your two books, ebooks, are phenomenal and affordable for families who are like needing some more help with solids. So we'll link that in the show notes as well.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
It was so lovely to talk to you. I loved
so
it.
Nice catching up.
And I'm sure we'll chat again.
Loved everything.
The best.
Sounds so good. Thanks so much, Bear.
Bye.
Bye.